We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us from L.A., probably hasn't slept at all, Chuck Freeman from 105.7 FM, the Fan's morning show, joining us. Chuck, did you get to bed at all?
Well, that was an all-nighter last night.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah, my morning show starts at 4 a.m. Los Angeles time, so I left Chavez Ravine probably at about 2:15 or so, and that was that. It was like one of the last people to leave out of there, and it was a long night. But I've been on that end where I've watched games, we all have in the Midwest, where West Coast games that go on forever, and I paid the price on the other end here, leaving Chavez Ravine a couple of hours ago, it seems.
So the Brewers lose that ball game. I said, look, there's a couple of things about this that bothers me. One, obviously, Machado, and I think you kind of let it go by the wayside, and you concentrate on trying to win the next game and not worry about what Manny Machado did or didn't do and deal with him later on down the road. But I know that nobody asked Craig Counsell about it consistently, but the obstinance when they get when they get the leadoff double from Pena and they can't move him over to at least put him in scoring position, why in the world this team can't drop down a damn bunt is beyond me. And when you don't do fundamental things well, eventually it comes back to bite you in championship runs.
Yeah, the only problem there is Pena. You probably could run backwards faster than he could run frontwards. He's not very fast, as we know. And if you put him on second base, Orlando's going to drop down the perfect bunt to get him to third base because Pena, it's going to take him, it's going to take him a calendar's year to get to third. He's just not very fast, and that's the problem. If there's somebody else, you might move him to third, although I don't know if Counsell would do that. I would do it, but, Pena at third is an unlikely possibility unless Arcia drops down the perfect bunt.
Also, you're looking at the top of the lineup right now. Braun is 3-for-6, and he's smoking the baseball. But between Kane and Yelich, 1-for-11 last night, neither of which is hitting really far above 200. As a matter of fact, Kane's hitting 200, and Yelich is hitting 188 in the postseason so far. I know you keep going with him, but it's almost to the point where you're looking at these guys. Kane doesn't look like he's having any fun. He looks like he's frustrated. And Yelich almost looks like he's afraid to make an out at this point.
Yeah, reminiscent of 2011 when Braun and Fielder both struggled. That's what it kind of reminds me of. Two guys who carried the team the entire season, got to the postseason, and, really, where were they? And these two, Yelich is going through, he's picked the wrong time to go through a little bit of a slide. He's getting on base with the walk, but, Kane, on the other hand, 0-for-6. And Yelich, he's come up with a couple of opportunities, been in scoring position, and has not delivered in many games of this series so far. But, I thought, and Braun has been good. Braun has taken the ball to the left field. The bat is moving quickly through the zone. He's not driving everything to the opposite field. He's been good. But Kane and Yelich have not been good. But, they got you here, so you still dance with
yep.
the ones that brought you. Right?
Yep. But you look at Kane, Yelich, Aguilar, Moustakas, and Scope. They were 2-for-27 last night.
Yeah. Brutal. I mean, the
Dodgers with only one walk between, I take that back. Yeah, with only two walks between them because Yelich had a walk and Aguilar had a walk.
I mean, look how many guys they put on base there in the late innings and couldn't get that runner in. You get one base hit there, an extra base hit or whatever, a gapper, and you're likely, within a heartbeat of going to the World Series. You just get one run there in the seventh inning. Aguilar comes up, Braun singles, steals second base. Aguilar at the plate shortens up his swing and strikes out. And it's like, man, he just lays a base hit in there, a little blooper, a little flare, and they go 2-1 up. And then you take it home with Hader and Knebel, and you're up 3-1 in the series.
So now that they've used quite a bit of their bullpen, and you used a lot of guys last night, as a matter of fact, and guys that went full inning or better as well. I mean, Guerra's burned up now. Knebel only with an inning, Hader only with an inning, Soria only with an inning. You didn't pitch Jeremy Jeffress, so that's good news if you need to use him. Gonzalez only going the inning before the ankle injury really hurts as well. So now what? If you're Craig Counsell, I mean, they've somewhat depleted. And then again, last night, you know what? The Dodgers used, I think, two or three more pitchers in the long run, as a matter of fact.
They both did, but you're forgetting one guy out of the Brewer bullpen who they did not use, and that's Brandon Woodruff.
Yes.
Who we saw start, you know, a couple of games ago. He's, you know, he can suck up two or three innings. He last pitched last Friday, and of course, it was against Kershaw, and he went yard on Kershaw. Don't be surprised if we see Brandon Woodruff get a few innings in, maybe two, three innings, and suck up and eat up some of those innings and get some outs for these guys. So I think Brandon Woodruff certainly could come into play today. And who knows who they're going to activate when they put Gio on the disabled list today. Maybe Zach Davies, maybe Chase Anderson. You know, you might say, oh, no, not Chase Anderson, because he gives up home run balls like they're going out of style. But in Dodger Stadium, not many people have come even close to hitting a home run so far in this ballpark.
So they're guaranteed they're putting.
It was windblown.
They're guaranteed putting Gio on the DL.
I did pretty much. I mean, Counsell. I mean, you could just tell that he was going to put that was a likely possibility, and they're going to activate somebody.
Okay.
And the possibilities are, you know, Matt Albers, you know, Zach Davies, possibly Chase Anderson, possibly. Those would be, you know, my three choices, I would think.
Boy, who do you go with? Chase Anderson, when he's good, he was great last year, but he's given up too many long balls this year.
Yeah, but I mean, in Dodger Stadium, you know, big ballpark, pitcher's ballpark, you know, that he might be an option today. But, you know, you lose Gio for the rest of the postseason.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
World Series. You know, and Zach Davies, I mean, with Zach Davies, are you going to get, Bill? Are you going to get the good Zach Davies? Or you get the bad who, you know, struggles through innings and labors through innings, and you can just tell. You can just see it in his body language. So, there's good and bad in both of those guys.
They desperately need a big outing today out of Wade Miley, don't they?
Oh, look, we're counting on Wade Miley. I mean, a guy who barely made the team in spring training.
He looked great, though, in spring training. I mean, they were happy with him until he got hurt.
Oh, they were. They were. But you know, look at the bad season with Baltimore last year. But he's turned it around. I mean, he's been great. He pitched terrific in his outing so far in the postseason. So, yeah, I have no problem. And he was terrific on last Saturday. He allowed two hits before they took him out of the game, and they ended up losing. So, yeah, I mean, Miley has been really good. But, you know, how much more does he have left in him? You know, I mean, there's a reason why he's been bouncing around and struggling. But he's pitched well in his last couple outings. Again, I just wonder how much he's got left, and when is that bad outing coming? I have a feeling we have somewhere like a 9-3 Dodger win somewhere. I just got a feeling it's going to happen somewhere. And at Kershaw, the bigger problem is what can you get off Kershaw today?
Right.
Ironically, Bill, that's the one pitcher that the Brewers have hit in the series so far is Clayton Kershaw, one of the best pitchers.
They hit him earlier this year too. They roughed him up earlier this year.
Yeah. But they couldn't touch Rich Hill last night. So, go figure. Another left-hander. So,
yeah.
Kershaw, he's lost a few miles off his fastball. He's getting it done in other ways, and he's still great.
Let me ask you this. I said I still think they're going to win the division, or win the series. I just do. There's something in me. Last night was a heartbreaking loss. If this team is what I think it is, it's one of those things where they already shook it off, and they're just back at it again today. They haven't suffered a whole lot of losses here in the last 3 weeks. They've suffered now two losses in the last three, four days. But to me, they've been winning series the entire time. This, to me, was nothing more than a series. Go in and win two out of three and bring it back home. And I still think they're going to do that.
They're a pretty resilient team and resistant to long losing skids. And, you know, we know about how poorly they were in July, and they had a long skid where they were dog tired and they just couldn't get out of their own way. But they've moved past that, and I think they come to the ballpark today, and you know they got the series is even. But I interviewed Travis Shaw after the game, and I played a soundbite this morning. Shaw said, "Man, this was a big swing game for us tonight because we win, we're up 3-1. Instead, here we are sitting 2-2, and it's a brand new day."
I look at it this way: Kershaw had a terrific ERA, and then he got to September. And September, you could clearly see he was 3-0 in September with a 3.89 ERA, but that's his highest ERA throughout the entire season. He threw 37 innings, but he started giving up long balls. His biggest total all season long came with 6 in the month of September. So, look, I think Kershaw is gettable at this point. I think you're seeing some of that long usage fatigue starting to set in. I think they can get him.
I think they can too, but he's also got the capability of going out there and throwing three-hit baseball like we did 2 weeks ago last Friday against Atlanta. He was just terrific on a Friday night against the Braves and right here at Chavez Ravine. So, you know, there's more chance of him being great than there is bad with a guy like Clayton Kershaw. He's so smart.
I agree. But I look at what he's done. He threw a lot of innings. He threw 7-6, 6-7, 6-5. Was his shortest outing, and that was against San Francisco because they got him out of there because he ended up giving 5 earned runs and some long balls in that game. I just think he's gettable. I think he had his good game against Atlanta, and he's back to being the tired. They overused him throughout the season, Clayton Kershaw, that we're going to see in the postseason like we've seen for a long time.
And I think what they did in game one last Friday, Bill, when they faced Kershaw, is the Brewers worked a lot of counts. They got him into a high pitch count. He threw like 24 pitches in the first inning.
Yep.
And that pitch count was building, and they started to hit him. So work the count, get that pitch count up, and get him out of there and get to that Dodger bullpen, which was also taxed last night.
Good stuff, as always.
Remember,
Chuck.
Go ahead. One more thing, Bill. They used Jansen two innings last night, their closer. So we'll see if he's available today.
Yep. I was thinking the same thing last night because the Brewers have never scored off of him. So if your closer's not available today, that's also big. For as much as we talk about the Brewers' bullpen, them not using certain pitchers, well, they used their closer last night, Dave Roberts did. So hopefully this is one of those turning point games for the Milwaukee Brewers. Chuck, go get some sleep. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Bill, I think they're going to win the National League pennant still.
I still do, too. I really believe it. All right, buddy.
All right, man.
See ya.
Talk to you, bro.
There you go. That's Chuck Freeman from 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. All you got to do is call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.